This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible to use e-cigarettes or vaping? In my opinion, I think e-cigarettes and vaping should be avoided from a few angles. The issue of smoking itself, normative cigarettes, cigars, and these kind of items or products, is based upon the damage that it does. You've got two real kind of issues, the social addictive aspect of it and the health aspect of it. The tar is very clearly damaging to the lungs. It's not permissible for you to harm yourself in that way. Some people say, yeah, well, chocolate harms, and so does, you know, sugar for a diabetic or whatever. But that's nonsense to compare that, which most people can get over and control, versus tar, which is a destructive substance, which has without doubt shown its impact upon lung cancer and other conditions that are well known to medics. And we don't even need to get into cancer, just the physical effects of the body. The other side is the nicotine, the form of addictive behavior. It's one of the reasons why that it also needs to be dropped, even if you don't ingest the smoke when you're fasting, because you're meant to leave those things that you are dependent and addictive on. You're meant to leave your desires. This is the kind of the cultural idea behind in fasting, leaving all of the fun stuff that you kind of put to the side. And that's not to say that smoking is fun, but the addictive side of it is actually quite a problematic one. The cultural side of it, the smell of it is a problem. It is a noxious smell, which is prohibitive in terms of people and salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't even allow people to come to the salah if they're stinking of, you know, strong garlic, onion, etc. BO is something which was, you know, indicated as well, let alone our masajid these days when packs come and, you know, we've done all the handi cooking and we stink like a Pax kitchen, man. Oh, it's horrible. We need to take more concern over that, and smoking of course falls into that. People would argue that vaping gets rid of all of that. However, that's not true. Actually, there is a very clear smell to vaping too. It might not be as offensive as normal nicotine and tar, true, but it's still a clear distracting smell, which is not perfume, but something which is linked to the actual e-liquid that's within. Likewise, the safety is not established. There is big difference of opinion amongst the scientists and experts that there is a negative impact on one's health. And even the NHS when it was, or even official health bodies when they're giving their rulings on or giving their advice, I should say, when it comes to e-cigarettes and nicotine, they're always indicating it in the sense of it's a lesser harm than the actual smoking itself, and it's better that they're doing it than that, which does not make it something permissible. We can't apply the lesser of two evils principle when you shouldn't be doing either one and you're not obligated to do either one. The culture that exists around this vaping, the entire structure of how it's been put forward is something that should be avoided, especially when it comes to our youth that are turning to it as some kind of way of something which is permissible. No, I don't hold it to be permissible. I've written an extended paper on this issue on ilmsource.com for Al Maghrib as well. You can check the details there.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.